This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. A new study is researching whether taking purified fish oil supplements can slow down some of the health changes that happen in our 50s and 60s that can lead to the development of Alzheimer's. The Wisconsin study focuses on the veteran population, specifically vets who have a family history of Alzheimer's. Dr. Cindy Carlson is leading that study. She's a geriatrics provider at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital and a researcher in the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. She talked to Central Time producer Jay Carlisle Larson about the research and the prevalence of Alzheimer's in the United States.
So, Dr. Carlson, before we get to the study itself, can you set the stage a little bit for us? Currently, how many Americans have Alzheimer's?
Right now, we know that over 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's, and the number of people with the disease is increasing. So they expect by 2040 or so that that number will triple. So we'll see over 15 million Americans struggling with Alzheimer's disease.
Is there any indication as to why we are seeing an increase with Alzheimer's among Americans?
A lot of it may be because Americans are living longer, so the rates of dementia that we see in people in their 60s, 70s are pretty similar over time, but it's because people are living into their 80s, and the number one risk factor for Alzheimer's is age, that we're seeing a really increased number of people with the disease.
And with an increase that could be pretty exponential over the next 20, 30, 40 years, you know, what could that do for the health system here if we see such a bump?
It'll have tremendous effects on the healthcare system and also on patients and their families. There's a real rippling effect to the impact of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. So I think that, you know, one of the key emphases recently is to really try to focus on preventing Alzheimer's. If we can reduce the number of people with Alzheimer's, or if we can delay it by 5 years, the onset, then we can reduce the number of people with Alzheimer's by 50%. So that would have huge impact on quality of life and cost saving for our healthcare system.
Now, the study that you are going to be conducting looks at a smaller portion of the population. You're looking at veterans. Why are you looking at this population specifically?
We're focusing on veterans because veterans, and specifically veterans who are eligible for VA services, have a higher risk of developing dementia. And it may be in part because they have more exposure to traumatic brain injuries, they tend to have higher rates of depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and also tend to have higher amounts of vascular risk factors, so things like high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes. And so those things together make them at an increased risk, even over and above the general population for people their age.
The veterans that you're reaching out to for this study, what criteria do they have to reach in order to participate?
In order to participate in this study, they need to be between the ages of 50 to 75 and to have a parent with Alzheimer's disease. So we're trying to reach out for people who probably have an increased risk based on their parental history. And then what we're asking them to do is to come in to see if a certain type of prescription fish oil called Vascepa, to see if that helps change some of the markers that are associated with Alzheimer's disease development.
And why did you want to look at fish oil specifically as being potentially beneficial with treatment?
Well, we know that there's a lot of data in the recent years that things like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes increase our risk for developing dementia. So what we're trying to do is see if some of these therapies that we know can help with those risk factors can actually make a difference in reducing risk for Alzheimer's. However, we don't want to have to do a study that waits 20 years to see if someone gets Alzheimer's. We want to look at other beneficial effects it might have earlier. So for this study, we're focusing on how does it help with brain blood flow? Does it help improve blood flow to the parts of the brain that help protect us against dementia? Or how does it affect key proteins related to Alzheimer's disease, so one called amyloid? Can it lower that and hopefully protect someone's brain against developing dementia? So that's what we're focusing on. Again, a fish oil that we know helps improve blood flow, helps reduce cholesterol levels, to see if that helps beneficially change some of these markers with the hopes that down the road maybe it could be used for Alzheimer's prevention.
We're talking to Dr. Cindy Carlson right now. She is a geriatrics provider at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital and a researcher in the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. She's with us to talk about a study that she is working on that would treat older veterans with fish oil to see if that might stave off Alzheimer's and see what that could look like long term. And so what is the scale, I suppose, of the veterans that you're looking at? And are there any benchmarks that they will hit for you to know, hey, you know what, I'm on a good path here?
That's a great question. So we use these markers. Again, as I mentioned, we don't want to have to wait 20 years and to find out whether or not a medication helps. So we look for these in-between markers. So we look at MRI scans that can show us if some blood flow increases or if it stays the same or decreases over time. So we measure that at baseline in people and then follow it up at 9 months and 18 months to see how that changes over time in each person. So some people will be assigned the high-dose fish oil and some a mineral oil supplement, which looks the same. And then we also measure these specific Alzheimer's proteins called amyloid to see if those change over time as well in response to the fish oil. And then to link it to something that's more practical, we do some thinking tests, a variety of cognitive tests, to kind of see if changes in these what we call biomarkers, the blood flow and the protein levels of amyloid, to see if those help protect people's memory and keep their thinking ability strong.
What has been some of the feedback that you've gotten on this trial so far? I think it's in the early days, but are people optimistic or are they still waiting to see how it goes?
Well, I think with Alzheimer's, there's been a lot of disappointment in clinical trials in that we haven't really found a breakthrough for either treating the disease or none for preventing the disease. However, there are a lot of good leads and good markers for things that that may tell us about the brain before memory loss symptoms start. So I think there's optimism in looking at a variety of ways for these medications to help improve blood flow to the brain and kind of what we normally think is vascular effects or blood vessel effects. So I think there's optimism. We have had a lot of good interest, and we're still recruiting participants for this study. We're really thrilled to be working with the VA hospital and the Veterans Administration, which has really led the way for trying to improve dementia care, and now they're really trying to see about trying to prevent Alzheimer's disease.
Do you think that there is a sense of urgency among you and your colleagues to make some strides with this research now that we have more veterans from wars such as the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, who are still young but are getting older to maybe see if they can avoid or at least postpone potentially developing Alzheimer's?
Yes, I think you've really hit it, that there's a great urgency. I mean, not only are we at the beginning of the population in the United States being at higher risk for dementia because they're living longer, but we have more veterans who are surviving blast injuries who are coming back home. And a lot of them, again, do have some depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, vascular risk factors. So we really sense the urgency. Those of us who work with veterans regularly, like I do, who work in memory clinics and see the consequences of all these factors together and the impacts on families, I think our team has a real sense of urgency to partner with these veterans to find ways to prevent the disease and hopefully give them more good years of good quality of life.
Well, Dr. Carlson, we are going to leave it there for right now. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Dr. Cindy Carlson is a geriatrics provider at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital and a researcher in the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. She talked to Central Times' J. Carlisle Larson about a new study researching the effects of fish oil supplements on the onset of Alzheimer's.